In Magdala, Israel, which is on Lake Gennesaret, also known as the Sea of Galilee, there is a church which is called in Latin, Duc in Altum. Duc in Altum. And this title is taken from the Lord's direction in today's gospel to put out into the deep. This is the church, Duc in Altum. And you can see that the altar is shaped like a fishing boat. When I entered this church in January of 2019, I marveled at its simple beauty. As it looks out onto Lake Gennesaret, the Sea of Galilee, what struck me was the following, that architecturally, it says something that is at the heart of the Mass. We are sent on mission. When we leave the church, we have the vocation that had been entrusted to Simon Peter and his friends. We are to let down our nets for a catch, not of slippery, smelly, vertebrate animals, but of the Homo sapien classification. But here's our cry. Perhaps with Peter, we say, Lord, Master, we've been fishing all night and have come up with nothing. We can experience in our day a similar kind of heartache, I think, when we sort of see that the church, when it fishes for people, is not getting a lot of bites. But here's the beautiful thing about Jesus. When we're in a place of a kind of human helplessness, and we recognize with Peter, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful person. That's exactly where Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to discover more and more that it's not our ingenuity, it's not our work primarily, but our cooperating with him in his work that is going to allow the church in our day to go out into the deep water. And that's what's so beautifully captured in this church in Magdala, Israel. Jesus Christ is wanting to send you and me in a deeper way on mission. A mission that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, beautifully articulates in the document called The Joy of the Gospel. And this document is, so to speak, his mission statement, his manifesto for his papacy. In The Joy of the Gospel, which was released in 2014, listen to what our Holy Father says about the mission of the church. I prefer, says Pope Francis, a church which is bruised, hurting, and dirty because it has been out on the streets. I prefer this kind of church rather than a church which is unhealthy from being confined and from clinging to its own security. More than by fear of going astray, my hope is that we will be moved by the fear of remaining shut up within structures which give us a false sense of security, within rules which make us harsh judges, within habits which make us feel safe, while at our door are people starving. And Jesus does not tire of saying, give them something to eat. Isn't this challenging? This kind of admonition from Pope Francis? And I think this is one of the reasons why Pope Francis riles so many people the wrong way. Because he's calling us in a particular way to be a messy church. To be a church that's not going to just stay close to the shore, but to be a church that is willing to go out into deep water. But my beloved brothers and sisters, what this requires of you and me is a deepening vision of what it means to be the people of God. A vision that St. Paul in our reading from Colossians so wonderfully articulated. And if I can give you some homework today, I would invite you to take some time to read this passage from Colossians and turn it into a prayer for St. Peter's and for our diocese. Because if we capture more and more the vision of this prayer, we will indeed be inspired to hear Jesus say to us here at St. Peter's, go into the deep. So listen a little bit again to what Paul says in this remarkable prayer. What's his prayer for us? What was his prayer for the Colossians? That they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That is, that our minds are going to be transformed by the gospel. So that more and more we're going to ask the question, Lord, what is your will for us? And then listen to what he says next. That you will be fully pleasing to God and bearing fruit in every good work as you grow in the knowledge of God. Jesus desires for the church to be fruitful. He desires for the church to have the sense of mission. And as we discover more who he is and what it is to be transformed by him, listen to what Paul says next. And may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power. Isn't that beautiful? You and I don't have any power in ourselves. The only power the church has is the power of the Holy Spirit. And here St. Paul says, as we come to know that power, it will allow us to do the following, to endure everything with patience. My, we've needed patience in the last 18 months, and we'll continue to need patience going forward, because the church will become more messy, not less so, if we take to heart our Holy Father's call. But we are to endure everything with patience, enduring one another with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father. Why? Well, listen to what Paul says next. You and I are inheritors with the saints of the kingdom of light. And we have been rescued from darkness, and we are now situated in his beloved kingdom. Yesterday, I had the privilege to pray with a woman in her 30s who is just going through incredible challenges in her life. And she came here, and I anointed her. And there was just such a sense of the Lord ministering to this woman who had looked elsewhere for hope and for answers. And I pray and hope that she discovered a little something of what St. Paul is saying in today's epistle, that we are part of a community. We are part of a family that began with a guy named Peter who'd been fishing all night and had come up empty. Pope Francis, in The Joy of the Gospel, says that if we're going to follow in the way of Peter, we're inspired to live like this. Christians, he writes, have the duty to proclaim the gospel without excluding anyone. Instead of seeming to impose new obligations, they should appear as people who wish to share their joy. But beloved, we've got to have a joy to share. And that's exactly what Paul is getting at. Pope Francis goes on to write, we have to have a joy that we can share, who point to a horizon of beauty and to invite others to a delicious banquet. Listen to that again. Who point to a horizon of beauty and invite others to a delicious banquet. It is not by proselytizing that the church grows, but by attraction. My prayer for St. Peter's is that increasingly we will capture this vision. My prayer for St. Peter's is that increasingly we will be a church that when we leave Mass, we understand, as the architecture of the church in Magdala so beautifully expresses, that we have a mission to go into deep water by the way of patient love that attracts others to Jesus, who is always, in every generation, wanting to catch men and women for the kingdom of God. This is our call. This is the Lord's invitation to you and to me this day.